Well, I had a chance to sit down with Fred Reynolds and Eric Hoffman, two very active members of the Park City Martini Party crew. I wanted to hear about their Christmas Day antics, the traditions they've been carrying on since the mid-80s, and why they do it. Let's listen to our conversation. I am so happy to be here with you guys. I've been hearing about this famous Christmas Day party for a while from John Burdick. So tell me how, kind of give me the history of how this all started and how you decided to take on martinis on Christmas Day.
This all started 1986.
A guy by the name of Packy began it. Not sure why, but he had it in a spot off of Jupiter.
To my understanding, I certainly wasn't here quite yet at that point in time. Mid-80s, back when it snowed before Christmas.
A lot.
Yeah, and Jupiter was open. Packy had kind of put this together as if you were in Jupiter and skied down Portuguese Gap, not an easy run by any stretch, with a martini glass, he would fill it up for you.
Okay. And where? Just on the side of the mountain?
At bottom of Portuguese Gap. So okay. That's kind of like next to Scott's, up.
I don't ski that stuff, guys.
Yes, definitely. That's okay.
That's my kids. They do that. I'm like, yep, okay, see you at the lodge.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly over the years, the location of the party has kind of migrated around. I mean, it truly is something where depends on Mother Nature. We do try
these days.
Yeah, put together, if available, a good snow bar. You know, it's really been a fun thing over the couple of years that I've been involved.
Sure.
So tell me about a snow bar. How does it come together, and does it take a while to make?
Again, depends on Mother Nature. I will say typical year, Eric, we're up there maybe around the middle of December. There are two or three areas that we have built these snow bars. Snow has been deep. Snow has not been deep. But we've managed to build something that we can call a bar. And we let it set up for a couple of days. We'll go back, maybe do some fine tuning, come back on Christmas Day, and everything is intact. We have had a couple of years where we've built the bar. Christmas Eve, storm comes in. Christmas morning, the village, and it really takes a little village to put this thing on, gets up there, and the next thing you know, we're digging the bar back out.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be exhausting, but nothing that a beverage can't overcome.
Right.
But it can be 20 feet long. We've had it 60 feet long. We've had people ski down it. It's fun. I'm sure there's a lot of pictures out there that we don't know about, and we do have pictures on the website.
Oh, you have a website?
We do have a website.
What's the website?
ParkCityMartiniParty.com.
Okay, and what is the website telling us?
It just is something that we've kind of decided, once we realized that this might have to migrate around a little bit, a way to allow people to get some hints as to where the bar might be for that particular Christmas day. One of the things that we've really, I think, taken a lot of pride about over the last several years is it's a fundraiser. And it's a fundraiser really that goes directly to local nonprofits. So we're not like an organized nonprofit ourselves, certainly.
Okay, so how is it through, do you sell the martinis or do you just ask people to make donations?
Oh, it's very much donation.
Pure focused. Donation.
Okay. We're not.
I guess you couldn't sell the alcohol because that would be illegal or
no,
something.
No. It's very informal.
But
again, what we've done for, over a decade now.
Sure.
Is come together a bit before and decide on one or two local nonprofits to direct the fundraising to. This year, we're looking at KPCW, actually, as one of the nonprofits,
along with
Nuzzles & Co.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And what is the average, can you talk about what the average money has been over the years? I mean, I'm sure it fluctuates, but.
Over the last, I'd say 10 years, it's been over $100,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you guys. It's amazing.
I think the most that we've raised, $12,300, Christmas of 23, had a gentleman come up and he said, hey, love what you guys do. We've been coming to this thing for the last 5 or 6 years. And we make it part of our Christmas.
Aw.
And anyhow, he got, I get 5 shirts, gave me a donation. But what was cool was he came back, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour later. And he said, I went through my wallet, all of our wallets, and here's what we had. Handed me a fistful of cash.
Wow.
And that was pretty cool.
It's a good feel-good thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we've really kind of done the circuit in terms of, you know, Peace House, PC Tots.
People's Health Clinic. Playing for Life. It's a cancer organization here in Park City.
The Friends of Ski Mountain Mining History, in part because we've tended to put the bar preferred location near one of our beloved mines. And when we saw things kind of having issues during the big winter a few years ago, we certainly wanted to help out with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I feel strongly about is, you know, once we decide, we are really directing the donations as cash and also as non-directed donations.
Mm-hmm. Envelope full of cash.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, here, you know, do with it as you need, particularly at this time of year.
Literally cash? Who has cash anymore?
Well,
you don't have a Venmo code up. You want cash.
We do that too.
Okay.
We had to segue a bit, but so we head back to, typically it's the Pig Pen Saloon at the base of the mountain. We organize the ones, the fives, the tens, the 20s, the 50s, and the hundreds.
And who is sober enough to organize these things at this point?
None of us. We have a good crew. And
are we doing dirty martinis? Are we doing gin, vodka? Do you have the whole, I need to hear about these martinis.
It depends at the time you come. Mm-hmm. You know, at the beginning, it might be a little bit more of that. A lot of times as you get further into the day, it might be more of just the wave of
olive juice. Vermouth.
Yeah, these might not be the best martinis you've ever had, but it will be in the best location.
That's right. It's just something to warm you up for your next run.
And we've had events where you probably could have had a t-shirt on.
Uh-huh.
However, the direct opposite, events where you're absolutely freezing your off.
And why did you decide on martinis instead of like beer or something?
Packy. Yeah. Goes back to 1986 and Packy and what he began. Or the year that he passed, the money that was raised went to his kids that were going to Utah at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool.
And it's evolved. Different groups of people have kind of taken the reins. I think we've been fortunate to have kind of done the last several years of organizing and trying just to get this thing through.
And it, as I said before, it does take a village. When we go up to build the bar, there's usually what could be 8 to 10 of us.
So. And is this something that Bail has signed off on or the mountain? Or do you kind of have to be
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that question.
What's that?
Did you hear that question? Was there a question?
Was there a question? My gosh. Maybe I'd
ask. Look, it's still raining.
Oh, look, it's still raining outside. Because I wonder if they just go, wink, wink, we know you're here, like, whatever, or not.
We see certain folks.
Ski patrol.
Yeah, certain folks. And again, I think the thing for us is certainly enjoy, celebrate the holiday season, do some fundraising, you know.
Anyone dressed as Santa?
Oh, the outfits are amazing.
Oh, we have to wear outfits. Okay.
Oh, no. Just people come dressed up. As elves, as Santa, it is quite festive.
Actually gotten, exactly how you would call it, but a following in terms of people that come out over the holidays on vacation and seek out the party and also look to get that year's t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly a collector's item.
Oh, there's a t-shirt. I didn't know about this.
And this is what Fred's wearing.
Oh, okay. So every year is a new t-shirt.
And that's really where the bulk of the fundraising really is. Like some people just are like donating because they appreciate the charities that we're looking to direct people to. And it's been an ongoing thing for as long as I know with the Martini Party, every year a new t-shirt is produced.
Yep.
Wow.
And
who does that? Do you do it?
Typically around the middle of October, the little band of misfit ski bums. But we come up with the start of a design. And we have someone who in the last few years has donated their time, and they do that professionally. So it's That helps a great deal. And then on the back or on the sleeves, you'll see a number of local businesses mm-hmm. that donate money in exchange for their logo being on there. And that helps to pay for the things that we're producing, T-shirts, stickers, things like that.
Well, I guess we have to talk about the elephant in the room, that it is literally pouring rain outside right now. And the skiing is not going to be great, and for a while at least. That's what they're saying. So where are we going to do this year? If you can't build a snow bar, where is it going to happen?
Well, plan D is now...
Did you say D?
Yeah.
Is there a D?
Oh, you've got to work your way through these things, right? but at this point, one of our sponsors, an establishment at the base of Park City Mountain Resort at the Mountain Village side.
Okay.
So we will be providing the T-shirts and the stickers and the festivities at the corner store, unless there's some miracle and things
You know what? There are miracles all around. Just pray for one.
Sure.
It's great. I love the story is wonderful because of obviously the donation aspect of it, but also tradition, you know. It's been a really cool thing to carry on something that's been going on since the 80s. It's been a pleasure talking to you both.
Thank you for having us.
I'm excited to see what happens on Christmas Day. Thank you, guys.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Andrew. Appreciate you both very much.